to the service this evening. Looks like they're going to be a slim crowd tonight, but I think we can still praise the Lord. Where two or three are gathered together, there the Lord is in our midst. Let's begin with the Christian hymnal song number 28. Song number 28, the Christian hymnal. Had a request, number 572. Number 572. I'll take one selection after this.
I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side.
Choice? 96. Number 96. Number 96.
Our Lord.
Nathaniel Toms will have our devotional.
Good evening. It's cold out there. But it can be warm in here with the songs in our hearts and praise in our hearts. Friday, it was cold. We were out working in it. And as the morning drew longer, I became hungry. And I thought, on my way back to the office, I'm going to stop and exchange the value for food. Now, you've done that before, too, and you understand the feeling. You're really hungry, and everything on the menu board looks fantastic. And you go, I don't want to spend that much. Well, you come down to a delightful entree that you want to enjoy, be it a cheeseburger or whatever it might be. Well, so it was for me on Friday. As I pulled up to place the order, the voice comes out, may I take your order? And I said, yeah, just hold on a bit. Still trying to get my thoughts together. And I said, I tell you what, I'll take a double cheeseburger and a sweet tea, which in my world, that's the stuff at this location, steak and shake, whatever it's called. So I placed my order on the value that I thought money would exchange for that food. And it was snowing, and I pulled up, and the little side window didn't want to open that well. And I noticed this, and I was taking in the details, and the manager walks up to the window, and he just opens it up, and after a while, I had waited. So I'm thinking about the value that I had placed versus the value that I'm getting here. And so he opens the window up, and he goes, that'll be, and he, forget the number, how much it was. That'll be $6 and whatever. Okay, so I paid for it. And I said, by the way, I'm sorry to say this, but I would like to add one more cheeseburger. It's cold. It must have been kind of cold in his heart. And the word he expressed was not a word I would use. And I thought this was outstanding service, the value of place, the value of eating. And one more cheeseburger. I was on the phone, and I thought, I'm going to take one more burger back to the office. It's a cold day. Everybody's okay. Well, he didn't think so kindly of the idea. And I'm trying to contain who I am in a very upright manner. And as I'm thinking about, wow, so very nice service, he takes my money, and then it's a while. He uses a word to describe the service that he needs to speed up the process. One more burger. And you would think there maybe were 15 people in line. The way his attitude was. It was kind of chilly, just like the outside temperatures were. So I was thinking about this, and I took my meal on back to the office. And I sat down. It's cold. Got into the office and it's warm. And I'm thinking how nice. Here's the office. Here's my meal. Here's my sweet tea, which I really enjoy. And I take a drink of my sweet tea and it's unsweetened. I'm thinking, really? I mean, this guy really put it together for me. We talked back there. We can't call back the manager and tell him he knows who it was. He gave me the sandwich. He gave me the unsweetened tea. I think it was planned. So then I began to place a value on meal versus what I received versus what I paid service. And then I began to put a value on what I needed to be doing. The suggestion was made, call the district manager and tell him how put out you are. It's just a thought. What would have been that worth to me? Very little. Maybe the thought that I'm going to press down on this guy and really feedback on him of what he'd done to me. But then I realized, let's go back and understand the worth. The worth of what Christ did for me. And it was an interesting lesson for my team there. For one, how my reaction is because I really enjoy sweet tea. And here I'm sitting down on this cold day, I had my cup of coffee in the morning, and so it wasn't time for some more of that. But to think about this, I could have unloaded myself back on that man, like often it's done out there, and brought the value of what Christ has done for me to do that. Let's look in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. So this is just one incident in my life. There's many, y'all can tell many stories, I'm sure, on the situations you face. Oh, can you believe it? We've waited 5 minutes in line and we're still waiting. There's just somebody's in the line there just holding it up and nothing is happening. Someone has to move something. Somebody has to. Okay, we need to open another register. All I came in here to get is 6 dozen of eggs. And the thoughts start turning in our hearts and minds. I'd really like to tell that cashier up there just to change things around here when I come in. But think about this. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. I'm going to read from 3 different books, and it's going to say similar. And I think that's really interesting. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Pardon me, let me read that again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And here's the point. Gave himself for me. Value, right there. Gave himself for you. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for it is righteousness come by the law. Then Christ, if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. There's a lot that could be discussed in this point, but I would just like to look at the worth, the value, the worth that was given was that Jesus Christ came as a child so that he would raise up in the lowest form of humanity to become the man child to be spent for a sacrifice that I might live. Worth, and I'm willing to sell out for what? Let's go on to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. We see the same two words again. Timothy here is writing, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Now, here's the words again. Who gave himself. Who gave himself. And it's referred to as a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, one more book. Same words in Titus. Titus chapter 2. Interesting. All in the second chapter. Verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And here's the words, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So let's just rerun this just a little bit. Let's back up to this burger thing again. So he creaks open that window and says, it'll be $6, whatever. And I go, sir, I'd like to place another order for a burger. I knew it was not going to be good because you just don't do that. I could have went around and placed it again and it would have been off. I'm sure good. But when he admitted his language, I could have said, really? Just that could have stirred the reaction back to me. Whoa. Igniting a fire in his bosom for more. Because it was going in here already, and it was going in his. What I'm trying to say is recognize that potential. I'm not a man that is perfect about this, but I recognize that, okay, here's a situation I could really press the button as he's going to unload. How is it that way with other situations that you come in contact with? What is he worth to me? I mean, we have so many customers that are just so happy, so easy to serve. And, you know, they come in from all different ways to our office. And when you do that, it's going to be a potential for the unlucky one or the one that's not all that careful to arrive at our call list and we go out and serve them. And I find it interesting how the one person, you can serve them, and they just think, wow. They just call you back, and they tell others. And then you take the one person, and I don't know if it's just a bad day for them, or they're just having a tough day, one of those situations like that manager at that Steak and Shake. And as you're talking to them, as you're working for them, any little thing will just... And I have often wondered about that. What is it? Well, if we've got Christ and we know the worth that he has done for us, do we want to do that? Just zero out and we're just... What is he worth to me? There's a song, and I don't know if you all, anyone know this, directly with that... What is he worth to your soul? Do you know that song? Is there anyone? We have two. Let me read the words. I woke up. No, I didn't even really take a nap today. But this was on my mind today as I was laying there. This very song, and I could sing it. It's just so beautiful. But let's just go over the words. It's just powerful. Jesus the Lord laid his glory aside, sinners to save and made whole. Freely he died our transgressions to hide. What is he worth to your soul? All that was his for the sinner he gave, pointed the path to the goal. Sin would deprave, but the Savior would save. What is he worth to your soul? All who will trust him in sunshine and gloom shall, when they reach the bright goal, ceasing to roam, be forever at home. What is he worth to your soul? And the chorus goes like this, the refrain. What is he worth? What is he worth? What is he worth to your soul? He died on the tree for you and for me. What is he worth to your soul? And I have to think about that. Think about these words. This season, when everybody is busy about the frustrations and everything for the holiday seasons. But really, what's he worth to you? With that, let's stand for prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for giving yourself in such a humble way that I might have eternal life in my heart. And as I follow the way, help me to remember the worth that you gave as I meet the challenges that are before me. Lord, I'm so thankful for the church here, and just bless each one as they reach their goals of when the times become challenging, that they would understand the worth of their soul. Thank you so much for the privilege to meet together freely. And may we enjoy an evening of singing together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Nathaniel, for sharing with us. You know, when we think about what Jesus done for us and what he gave and what little we have to give back, it's a very uneven balance there, isn't it? Let's take our church hymnals and turn to number 51. Church hymnal number 51.
The Lord my shepherd is, I shall be well supplied, since he is mine. What can I want beside? He leads me to the place where heavenly pastures go, where living water gently paths and full salvation. If there I go astray, he doth my soul bring, and guides me in his found way, for his most holy name.
Children's class. I want the children to come stand up front here. Sister Benita will lead them.
Thank you, children, and Benita. I enjoyed it. I always enjoy when the children sing. Okay, does anyone have a choice?
496.
496 in the Christian hymnal? Savior, like shepherd, lead us. You did say Christian hymnal? Church hymnal. Hark the herald angels. Okay, after this, schoolgirls in Gerald's room will sing. I'm not sure who's in charge, but I'm sure you do.
Mercy, love, brother.
Thank you, girls. I appreciate that very much. I enjoyed it very much. Let's take our church hymnals and turn to number 455. After this song, I'm going to ask William... John Mishler, if he'll come up and lead a song, maybe give a testimony or whatever else he'd like to give. In this song in 455, I like this song very much because in the first four verses, if you notice there, it asks a question: can there be peace in this world? Can there be peace? Can the Christian have peace? And then in the second part of the song gives the answer to that. I think it's very appropriate for our time that we live in.
Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within.
Thinking a little bit of what James shared this morning in testimony of these different people that are passing on, and their influence, I believe, will still are passing on from life seen, but their influence will still affect us in our lives. And I thought I'd sing here 596 in the Christian hymnal tonight, one of my favorite songs about the future life or eternal life. And sing this tonight. 596.
Thank you.
Maybe while they come up, I'll introduce the song. You like to sing two songs tonight. The first is The Star of Bethlehem. And of course, it talks about the star and the wise men. But a question we could ask ourselves, how could this group of men that live so far away look in the sky and see that there was something very amazing going on when on the local scenes, why no one was really knowing what was happening? But then we do know that the angels came and announced it to the shepherds. And so I guess the challenge just is, are we looking for, or we are in the place where when something would come up that we can recognize what is happening? I think in our spiritual sense, we need to be aware of the times and know what the scripture says and be ready to act accordingly. A second song is a prayer song that I recently heard, and I really enjoyed hearing it, and it just asks the question, if have I wounded any soul today, or have I uttered any idle words or vain, or have I been perverse or cold? And then it ends with this the phrase, forgive the sins that I have confessed to thee. So as we sing the second song, then I'd like for you to be in a prayerful mood.
Tis midnight of Bethlehem's plain.
secret sins I do not see. Oh, guide me, love me, and my keeper be, dear Lord, for me.
I know this isn't on the program, but I especially wanted to thank you young girls for singing, because I think there's been far too many times when your age group hasn't been heard from. And I know the fellas are kind of slim over here, but I give you the same challenge or mix you up. Just want you to know that it was a blessing to me.
Take another selection.
96
in the church hymnal. So thankful that the Lord did come. Pretty sure he didn't come December 25th. But it doesn't matter. He came. And I think we can sing these Christmas songs or songs of Christ's birth anytime through the year. It's appropriate. And I do love the songs of his birth. Number 96. Okay, after this, Andy, yeah, could your group sing after this song?
Joy to the world.
We're going to sing two songs this evening. The first one is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Actually, maybe I'll introduce the second song first, then we'll talk about the first. first song. O Lord of Space is one of the songs. And I'm just really gripped by it because it's not a long song or anything. It's a very short song, two verses. First verse talks about the Lord being the Lord of space, and then it talks about each blazing star and how that, it talks about the host of heaven. And, you know, I certainly can't grasp the enormity of our universe, or of our solar system. And just recently, Nathaniel gave me a name of a gentleman he worked for. He's a Christian attorney here in Springfield, and he has a website. And on the side, he does stargazing, and he does astrophotography. And he has some tremendous pictures on his website of the universe, of different aspects of it, stars and star clusters and the planets, and just, it's amazing. And when you just look at it, stop and look at it and think of that. And I had to think of that in relation to this song. In the second verse, then, it talks about how that God is up in heaven above, somewhere out there, and now more wondrous still, the Lord of love, forever in my heart. Can I truly grasp that this evening? And connecting, in thinking of the vastness of the universe, and yet the God that made that dwells in each of our hearts, or wants to. And the second song, or the other song, is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. The state of Israel at that time, and the state of every lost soul is the same. And somewhere, I believe, every soul will cry for God to come. And here it's a prayer, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Search for freedom. And thank God he came and did that for us.
of space, of earth and sea and sky, thy word created all. Each blazing star and all the host of heaven marching sacred dwelling is. Eternal King thou art, and now more wondrous still the Lord of love forever in my heart.
Thank the other groups that sang, for the congregation for participating tonight. After this song, then we want to turn the service over to the minister. So let's turn to number 216 in the church hymnal. 216 in the church hymnal.
Now the day.
It's been good to be here this evening. I really enjoyed every part of the service, too. especially it was all good. I enjoyed the schoolgirls singing a lot, and the songs that were chosen were very good, as well as the men's groups, both of them. I think it's a blessing to be able to share in that kind of way, and let's keep it up, that kind of praise to God. I